The South Australian Senator, Mary Jo Fisher, has announced she's quitting Parliament on medical advice. The announcement came as South Australian police confirmed the senator had been reported for stealing from a supermarket in Adelaide's western suburbs on Saturday. Senator Fisher was acquitted of a separate shoplifting charge late last year when she told the court she'd been suffering from a panic attack. She was found guilty of assault but released without conviction. Senator Fisher says she's been suffering chronic depression and has found it hard to fully recover while serving in Parliament. Ashley Hall reports.
If a politician's career can be marked by just one speech, then this from the Prime Minister, a carbon tax in March last year, is probably the one for Mary Jo Fisher.
You take petrol out. You put petrol in and you shake the tax about. You do the hokey-pokey and you turn right around.
Video of the Liberal Senator dancing the hokey-pokey and the time warp appeared on news sites right around the world.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness. Oh, yes, it's going to take its toll.
Senator Fisher's colleague, the member for Mayo, Jamie Briggs, says it's not such a bad way to be remembered.
If she's remembered as someone who can't dance, that's fair enough, because she can't. But if she's remembered as someone who's passionate, who's someone who believes in what she says, then that's fair.
Senator Fisher acknowledged her mental illness late last year, when she faced an Adelaide court charged with shoplifting and assaulting a security guard. The court recorded no conviction or penalty. Jamie Briggs again.
There are some questions in relation to the pursuit of her by the South Australian Police. The continued pursuit of what amounts to be less than $90 of groceries for what appears to be no genuinely good reason, no genuinely public policy good reason with taxpayers' money when, you know, we're seeing violent crimes occur all the time. So I do wonder whether there is an inappropriate use of public resources to pursue these sorts of issues. But that'll be an issue which we need to pursue at a later time.
Who do you hold responsible for that?
Well, I don't hold anyone responsible. I just raise the question.
Mary Jo Fisher filled a Senate vacancy in 2007 after the resignation of Amanda Vanstone. She'd previously worked as a barrister and as an advisor to the Howard government's workplace relations ministers, Peter Reith and Tony Abbott.
Both of those people, I'm sure you will find, give glowing references for her service. Before that, she'd been a committed delegate in relation to rural issues at the New South Wales Farmers Federation and Western Australia before that, where she grew up.
The former South Australian Liberal Senator Nick Minchin has been one of Senator Fisher's strongest supporters.
It's very distressing for all of us who know her and have come to admire her, and I guess it's just an indication that these sort of things affect a lot of people in the community, and it catches you by surprise, and I'm just very upset about it.
Mary Jo Fisher will leave the Senate in August.
Ashley Hall.